Chapter 34. Dare to be a Daniel. All heaven is interested in our salvation, and I would that our minds were spiritualized, that we might fully realize this great fact. Although Christians will experience trials and difficulties, they should be the happiest people on the earth, for if they are obedient children, they can address God as their Father and friend. As a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. God has a deep interest in those who are striving to obey his precepts. Look at the case of Daniel in Babylon. He was surrounded with all the luxury of the king's court, but he refused to participate in the banquets of extravagance. He would not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat or take of his wine. When men have the principle that will enable them to stand amid temptation, as did Daniel, the God of heaven will look upon them with approval and will send them needed help and strength at the moment of their trial. If Daniel had weakly yielded to temptation to indulge appetite, he would have placed himself in a position where he could not have received the wisdom and the grace the Lord had for him. He would have brought upon himself physical and mental weakness. God does not take any man into connection with himself to give him wisdom and grace, unless he places himself in right relation to the precepts and principles of truth. Man has a work to do to close the door against temptation. He must build a wall around himself, and then God will train his powers for the highest use. It is not possible for us to tell what a man may become, and what he may achieve through the power and grace of Christ. The reason why we are so weak in moral power is that we are continually venturing on Satan's ground. We should be careful where we go, and see to it that we take no backward steps. For when professed Christians do not live up to the light that God gives them, they can do more harm than open sinners. Every youth needs to cultivate decision. A divided state of the will is a snare, and has been the cause of ruin to many. Those who would keep in the path cast up for the ransomed of the Lord must not be swayed in matters of conscience. They must show moral decision, and must not be afraid of being thought singular. Many there are who are changed by every current. They wait to hear what someone else thinks, and his opinion is often accepted as altogether true. They do not say to the Lord, "Lord, I cannot make any decision until I know thy will." If these youth would lean wholly upon God, they would grow strong in his strength. We are not to fashion ourselves by the world's criterion or after the world's type. Dare to be a Daniel, dare to stand alone, have courage to do the right, possess an individuality of your own. If you would succeed in anything that is elevating and ennobling, you must cultivate firmness for the right. Jesus has revealed to you your value by the price he has paid for your redemption. Your salvation has been purchased with agony and blood. You have everything in your favor. Everything has been done that God could do in giving Jesus to be the propitiation for your sins. God gave you power to resist and to overcome evil. You can be resolute if you will. It will require higher help than any human friend can give you. But that help is promised if you yourself will consent to form new habits. This will require effort on your part, persistent effort. For if Satan sees you taking a step decidedly for Christ, he will employ every ingenious method to deceive and ruin you. But Christ has provided a refuge for the weak and tempted. His angels will help, shield, and guide every trusting soul. You have within your reach more than finite possibilities. It is your privilege to turn away from that which is cheap and inferior, and rise to a high standard, to be respected by men and beloved by God. Young men and women need more of the grace of Christ, that they may bring the principles of Christianity into the daily life. The preparation for Christ's coming is a preparation made through Christ for the exercise of our highest qualities. It is the privilege of every youth to make of his character a beautiful structure. But there is a positive need of keeping close to Jesus. He is our strength and efficiency and power. We cannot depend on self for one moment. Young men and young women, exercise your ability with faithfulness, generously imparting the light that God gives you. Study how best to give others peace and light and truth, and the many rich blessings of heaven. Constantly improve. Keep reaching higher and still higher. It is the ability to put to the tax the powers of mind and body, ever keeping eternal realities in view, that is of value now. Seek the Lord most earnestly, that you may become more and more refined, more spiritually cultured. However large, however small your talents, remember that what you have is yours only in trust. Thus, God is testing you, giving you opportunity to prove yourself true. To Him you are indebted for all your capabilities. To Him belong your powers of body, mind, and soul. And for Him these powers are to be used. Your time, your influence, your capabilities, your skill, all must be accounted for to Him who gives all. He uses His gifts best, who seeks by earnest endeavor to carry out the Lord's great plan for the uplifting of humanity. Persevere in the work that you have begun until you gain victory after victory. Educate yourselves for a purpose. Keep in view the highest standard that you may accomplish greater and still greater good, thus reflecting the glory of God. Daniel and his companions are illustrations of what the young men of today can be. Earnest, whole-souled, these youth would be true to principle at any cost. To those who will do as these youth did, close the door to temptation, deny appetite, and place yourselves in right relation to God, the Lord will manifest Himself. It is the privilege of the youth today to have principles so firm that the most powerful temptations will not draw them from their allegiance. The company that they keep, the principles they adopt, the habits they form, will settle the question of their usefulness in this life and of the future eternal interests with a certainty that is infallible. There is also a lesson for us to learn in the demand of the king of Babylon made for the perfection in the youth who should stand in his courts. They must be without blemish, well-favored, skillful in wisdom, cunning in knowledge, and understanding science. If an idolatrous king should demand such excellence in those who were to stand before him, should not those who have a knowledge of the true God reach perfection of character and capability in his service? Those who expect one day to stand before the throne of the God of gods and Lord of kings should live each day in such a way that the approval of God can rest upon them. They should seek daily to remove the blemishes in character that lead to sin and bring into their lives the perfection of character that all must reveal who have a part in the kingdom of heaven. Character will always be tested. If Christ dwells in us day by day and year by year, we shall grow into a noble heroism. This is our allotted task, but it cannot be accomplished without help from Jesus. Without resolute decision, unwavering purpose, continual watchfulness, and unceasing prayer. Each has a personal battle to fight. Each must win his way through struggles and discouragements. Those who decline the struggle lose the strength and joy of victory. No one, not even God, can make our characters noble or our lives useful unless we make the effort necessary on our part. We must put features of beauty into our lives. We must seek to expel the unlovely traits while God works in us to will and to do of His good pleasure. What young men and women need is Christian heroism. God's word declares that he that ruleth his spirit is better than he that taketh a city. To rule the spirit means to keep self under discipline. The youth must not suppose that they can go on living careless and indulgent lives, seeking no preparation for the kingdom of God, and yet in time of trial be able to stand firm for the truth. They need to seek earnestly to bring into their lives the perfection that is seen in the life of the Savior, so that when Christ shall come, they will be prepared to enter in through the gates into the city of God. God's abounding love and presence in the heart will give the power of self-control and will mold and fashion the mind and character. The grace of Christ in the life will direct the aims and purposes and capabilities into channels that will give moral and spiritual power, power which the youth will not have to leave in this world, but which they can carry with them into the future life and retain through the eternal ages. Signs of the Times, November 4, 1889. Youth's Instructor, January 25, 1910. October 29, 1907, and November 12, 1907.